From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, August 22nd. Coming up, tattoo removal programs could help people in Illinois prisons and jails find a fresh start. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center is working toward expanding services for behavioral health, but the Urbana Hospital is moving services like open-heart surgery to the OSF Hospital in Bloomington. John Canary is the administrator for the Illinois Health Facilities and Services Review Board. He says a lot of thought went into this change.
Healthcare is not black and white. There is no one-size-fits-all. So it does take the staff report from the board, the need analysis for the project, the background of the applicant, the community input. It takes everyone.
At a public hearing held by the review board yesterday, many people spoke against these changes. OSF will also shift general surgery, orthopedics, and gastrointestinal services to Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville. The Urbana location will eliminate its physical rehab, intensive care unit, and pediatrics. Illinois Congresswoman Robin Kelly says Democrats need to do more to push back against the Republican policy agenda. IPM's Arjun Tucker has more from her campaign for U.S. Senate.
Kelly is running for next year's open seat as Senator Dick Durbin plans to retire. If elected, she tells the 21st show that she would support eliminating the filibuster that requires at least 60 votes to pass most policy bills in the Senate. She also expressed support for congressional redistricting in Democratic states in response to new maps creating more Republican-leaning districts in Texas.
I believe in fair maps, but we got to fight fire with fire.
To run for Senate, Kelly is vacating her seat in Illinois' 2nd House District, which runs south from Chicago down to Pontiac and Danville. I'm Arjun Tucker, IPM News.
The number of people living in Illinois illegally grew to 550,000 in 2023, up by 150,000 from the year before. That's according to a new report from the Pew Research Center. It says Illinois continued to have the sixth largest unauthorized immigrant population among the 50 states. California had the largest at 2.3 million. Nationwide, the Pew report says the number of people in the U.S. without authorization surged to an all-time high of 14 million in 2023. The report says the increase was driven by some 6 million who were in the country with some form of legal protection under President Joe Biden. That represents a major increase, but it still falls well short of estimates from President Donald Trump and some allies. Insurance industry officials are urging Illinois lawmakers not to give the state more authority to regulate homeowners' insurance premiums. Capital News Illinois reports industry officials testified this week before the Senate Insurance Committee. Governor J.B. Pritzker has urged lawmakers to take action during the upcoming fall veto session. That came after Bloomington-based State Farm Insurance announced it was raising premiums in Illinois by an average 27.2%. Illinois is the only state in the nation where regulators do not have authority to approve or reject premium increases. But industry officials say that's because market competition is a more effective way of regulating prices. So far, the committee has not considered any specific bill to regulate homeowners' insurance rates. Still to come, tattoo removal programs could help people in Illinois prisons and jails find a fresh start. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 83 degrees and an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 62 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 85 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 55 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Sunday, sunny with a high of 77 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, who are the landscapers who mow our lawns, trim our trees, and rake our leaves? Many of them, especially in the Midwest, are Mexican immigrants. Sergio Limos writes about their stories and his experience with that work in his new book, Los Yarderos. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Four times a year, Illinois Public Media airs a special statewide radio show called Prison Cast that serves people in Illinois prisons and jails. The show receives hundreds of messages from incarcerated people, many saying they're working to better themselves while they do time. But there are barriers to that, some of which are only skin deep. Prison Cast producer Lauren Frost takes us to Canton, Illinois, for a report on how tattoo removal programs could help people in custody to start fresh.
Like lots of stories I report on, this one starts with a letter I got from inside prison.
Dear Prison Cast, the reason for me writing and reaching out was I was trying to get a bill started in my name that will benefit every incarcerated man and woman that's faced with the same problem I'm dealing with.
This is Adonis Veal. He's incarcerated at Illinois River Correctional Center, a prison in central Illinois. And that problem he's dealing with, his face is covered in tattoos.
I think my teardrops was my first tattoo.
Some gang-related stuff.
Then I got the 6.G.
One is a hate symbol, though he says that's not why he got it. Adonis says ever since he began serving his sentence, he's wanted to take them all off.
I want to change my circle, my crowd, and I just wanted to change my appearance because it's like I don't want to be 60, 70 years old with tattoos in my face.
But here's the issue. He has no way to remove them or cover them while he's in the custody of the Illinois Department of Corrections.
I think that if guys could take advantage of that opportunity, they would.
That's where his idea comes in, for a state law to establish a tattoo removal program for incarcerated people. We wanted to investigate whether that's been done before and what it might look like. And it turns out, it's not such a wild idea. Last spring, I paid a visit to Redemption Studio. It's a state-licensed tattoo parlor, and it's inside the DuPage County Jail in Wheaton, Illinois.
Well, this is a fully functional tattoo studio. We got everything we need here.
This is Nick Perry, an artist with Empire Tattoos. When I visit, he's working with a client named Matthew, who's been getting some gang tattoos removed and covered.
At first, it's kind of difficult because you've had them for a long time. They become a part of you.
But Matthew says his mind changed as he got older. He's got 3 grandkids now.
And if you take a realistic look at your life, the decision doesn't only affect me. It affects my family. I've been out in public with my mother and ran into some trouble because of my tattoos. So as I got older, it's a lot easier to make the decision.
The artists and technicians who visit Redemption Studio don't just hide gang tattoos or hate symbols. They'll cover branding marks from human trafficking, scars from bullet wounds or self-harm, anything that might make it hard for someone to move forward. Another client, Nicholas, says his old ink represents his old identity. He thinks he got his first tattoos when he was 13 or 14 years old.
I knew that if I was going to transition into this new life that I had pictured for myself, I knew that things have to be removed. And you have to kill that old identity that you had, you know, shaped for yourself.
This is just one program at one county-run jail. The Illinois Department of Public Health says it's not aware of any other body art studios in the state that are inside prisons or jails. But traveling studios are another option. California's Department of Corrections launched a statewide tattoo removal program in 2023. Associate Warden Melanie Bruns says they work with a contractor who drives mobile studios to all the different state prisons there.
I would highly encourage other Department of Corrections to consider this. The feedback that we've gotten from our population has been nothing but positive. I mean, we have wait lists at almost all of our institutions.
The Illinois Department of Corrections denied our request for an interview about whether it's considered a tattoo removal program here, and did not respond to written questions by our deadline. Back at Illinois River Prison, Adonis hopes legislators will consider his pitch for what he's calling the Adonis L. Veal Tattoo Removal Act. In the meantime, he's finding other ways to reinvent himself, despite the dehumanizing conditions of a state prison.
I'm like 60% better than what I was coming in. I think the other 40% will be when I hit the gate and practice everything that I learned behind these prison walls.
Adonis says he's educating himself, working, reading, and trying to make the most of his time. I'm Lauren Frost.
That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Arjun Tucker, May Ansar, Capital News Illinois, The Associated Press, and Lauren Frost. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.